I knew a few things as I crossed the suspension bridge in Lincoln Woods and began my hike along the river.
So I know it's about 9 miles to the summit of Owl's Head, and I know the first 8 miles, basically flat.
I knew that the mountain we call Owl's Head doesn't officially have a name, that people just call it that because of a prominent feature on the southern side that looks vaguely owlish and bears that name. And from the blogging couple, Kathy Merrifield and Frank Parrott from Nashua, I knew that this might be the worst hike of my life.
This is going to be terrible. Just plan on it being terrible.
What makes it bad when you do a big hike? The big payoff is usually the view from the summit, and you don't get that reward.
I know there are hikers who really do love it. I can't really grasp the concept.
From one of those beyond grasp hikers, freelance blogger Rebecca Sperry, who lives in Manchester, I knew that Owl's Head had the potential to be maybe the best hike of my life.
The first time I did it, it was like my favorite. It was like, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of the Pemigewasset, and I don't know, it was just like, I think for me it was more just that feeling of being someplace that not a lot of people go.
At 4 miles now, and the air really smells strongly of pine. There's no wind at all. Very distant sound of water, one bird, one bug, and me.
Definitely one of the features that really drove me crazy was all the water crossings. It's like, okay, you've crossed it. Why did you bother to make the trail going back across it?
I don't mind water crossings. I wear trail runners, so I just walk through the water.
At the river, and this is pretty much the 5 mile mark. I think I can make it across without my water shoes. But if this was really, really raging, I could see this being a swim.
2 water crossings. 3, 4.
7 miles. And I'm still close to the water. This trail cannot not be a mountain forever. It has to start being a mountain at some point, right?
At 7.5 miles, I come upon Mark Duckworth from Merrimack. Working his way through the New Hampshire 48, he's just come down from the summit.
This is number 41. It wasn't really until this year when I felt comfortable doing this one alone because it's so far remote from everything.
In fact, Fish and Game strongly recommend that anyone planning on hiking Owl's Head be fit and prepared to stay overnight due to the remoteness of the mountain and the dangers and difficulties of the final rock slide ascent.
All the hard part is yet to come. Yeah, the first 8 miles is easy. The last mile takes almost as long as the first 8.
Okay, 8 miles. There's a cairn here, a little path going off. So I have like 1 mile up a slide to the summit.
So you're kind of lulled into this false sense of security before the slide, where you're like, this hike isn't hard. But then you get to the slide and you're sliding backwards and you're like, oh, okay.
Hand over hand in some places, crawling up a loose ladder of stones, and then finally into a cooler forest at the top of the mountain where I meet Karsten Turner. I tell him about the diverging assessments, best and worst.
I mean, it's a ball buster. Yeah. But it's not the worst.
It's the worst.
I don't think there is one. We do these things not because they're easy, but because they're hard.
I scan the trampled forest, trying to identify the path to the official summit.
I've never seen a summit that has so much crisscrossing paths that seem to lead to nowhere. The first thing that made me think is that these are from all the people looking around for the actual summit, going, this pile of rocks in the middle of the woods can't be the summit. There has to be something else.
This could be it. A little pile of rocks. I'm not 100% sure.
I sit by the cairn to eat lunch in a crooked forest of storybook trees, and I'm soon joined by Ray Carpenter and Laurie Brodeur from Goffstown.
I think this is it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it is. Someone said you can't go any further and there's a cairn. This seems to meet the requirements, doesn't it?
It does to me.
It's her 46th.
Oh, nice.
I didn't want to end on it. I wanted to get it done before I finished so I could end on a nicer one? I don't know.
Ray and Laurie don't stay long. I sit a little while longer by myself. And then it's down the steep slide and back along the flat 8 miles to the parking lot. An endless seeming stretch that Frank Parrott warned me about.
And it just seemed like it kept going on and on and on.
And the part of the hike where Rebecca Sperry realized Owl's Head was her favorite.
I just remember feeling just really content and really at peace and just like this is where I am and this is my home.
A little more than 18 miles, a little more than 10 hours. No cell phone service, no view from the summit.
A really beautiful walk. Tiring, strange, different.
And as far as Owl's Head being the best or the worst, even Frank Parrott and Kathy Murrayfield acknowledge there's something about the nature of hiking itself that kind of means there's no such thing.
Whether you love it or you hate it, I think it's that whole shared experience in the hiker community of just talking about it and sharing the stories, which makes it a good experience no matter what, you know?
And you know what that means? That means this story is over. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.